Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, you know it's Lyrical, Big Dreams LA Radio. Hope everybody's doing good today. And you know, whatever you're going through, trust and believe in God, he's gonna work it out for you. He just wants you to have faith and trust that. He is gonna do what he said he's gonna do. We just got to do our part and have faith and trust and believe. Today's topic is Christian hip hop, raw truth, uniquely blessed lyrics. To me, Christian hip hop glorifies God, and it's our gifts are used in a correct way. It's not damaging souls or, you know, causing pain and hurt from past memories and past situations, but it's uplifting, encouraging, inspiring. It's just truth, no fakeness. You feel the love inside of it and everything else. And, like, in a lot of music, a lot of people just putting words together to make something sound good. Something sound good, you know, and most of the time it don't be sounding good. It just has a bomb beat, but really has no message behind, you know, behind what they're trying to portray to the world, you know, like trying to send. What message are you trying to send? Do you just want to send messages about, oh, how drug dealing makes a lot of money, or money's this, money's that, and, you know, not money is the root of all evil, and, like, real truth, like, you don't chase money, you chase God, and he'll send the money to you. Like, he'll have people come across your path that will help you get to and do whatever that it's in his will for you to do. But you just got to trust and believe. Because when you're in his hands, he's going to make everything, you know. He's going to make everything come to pass. It's just that he has to give us a chance to grow and a chance to, you know, in such situations where our weaknesses become our strength. And we look at life in a whole different perspective, and that's just, you know, what it is. Like, you know, a lot of people are trying to succeed and be selfish as they already are, but that's not how God wants us to be. If he blesses us with something, he wants us to be a blessing to bless the next person, you know, to get up on their feet and, you know, just help each other out and show love. There's too much hate in the world. It's already enough of that. So much violence, injustice, racism. It's like so much negative stuff. And it's not enough positive through music to me. And, I mean, as far as rapping, flowing, it's not that much, but singing, yes, it's a whole lot, but with our flowing and rapping, it could be much better than what people are using their gifts for nowadays. I want to read something that I had wrote. Have to have a blessed day. Watch out for haters, fakes, phonies. Want to bring you down, claiming to be your homie. This cold world will drown us, but Jesus came to crown us. No power when walking with devils. Empty inside, lost souls, not clever. Even when mean dreams prolonged, all haters be gone. Disappear like Casper, the friendly ghost. People just love to poke, want you to act a fool. Killing with kindness, be real smooth, too cool. No time for pretenders, exit left real quick. Many lost souls, sick. Need a doctor, call him Jesus Christ. Being gifted comes with a price. Yes, indeed. That's something I wrote like probably like 3 days ago. Sometimes I just have, when I write, I just flow and it just keeps coming out. Like, and that's God, you know, giving me stuff to say. Holy Spirit is giving me things to say, because a lot, it needs some truth up in this world. Too many people are just fake. Like, you know, we need more truth in this world, and not because of all the fame and the money and stuff like that. No, it needs to be real, genuine, real, you know, truth. And, you know, we're supposed to use this gift as a testimony to help other people out of things that they're going through, you know, like help the next out of something, but use your gift in a positive way. You don't need to be cursing and all that stuff to express yourself, you know. You don't need to be disrespecting the next person to, you know, respect. I mean, you don't even need to disrespect the next person to flow, bring your lyrics, be creative, you know, be who God wants you to be and not what other people want you to be. Some people will change just because they feel nobody accepting them for them, you know. No, you don't change. That's not who God wants you to be. Be who God wants you to be, and don't be a people pleaser. Please God, because as long as you please God, everything all right. Everything going to be all right, and the right people going to come across your path. Trust and believe that. I'm going to play a song. It's one of my songs called Walk Into Love. I made this song when I was going through something, you know. I'm still going through something, but I'm not where I used to be. That's, I give all thanks to God, because some places I was weak, and some places I let, some things I let get to me inside my spirit, and it affect my mood and stuff like that. But walking with God, He strengthened me in areas where my weaknesses were, and it gave me strength to, you know, whatever comes at me, to not let it affect me like it used to affect me. And I just thank God for that. Like, God is so good, and everybody should know about His goodness. It's just that we have to learn to grow up. A lot of people don't want to grow up. People want to still people still want to have childish ways. But as you get older, you have to put away your childish ways. It's time to grow up. But I want to play this song I wrote, as I was mentioning, Walking in Love.
Woo! Lyrical boy coming through one more game. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People usually walk with God to judge and lie. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People usually walk with God to judge and lie. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Kingdom building, you fight against lost souls. It's the God in me. He died and He rose. Shed His blood for our sins. Died on the cross. Through life experience, I feel His pain. Sun will shine after the rain. Mistake after mistake. Apologies mean nothing. Walking in love is something of a fight. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Walking in love, gotta forgive ignorance. No matter the age, people still lack common sense. Who's to blame? No one but the individual. Lyrical poet, don't send subliminals. Living in these days, things are getting critical. Missing blessings, God's time is testing. There's no recession when you're under God's wing. Long suffering, He'll manifest you to your dreams. Long suffering, He'll manifest you to your dreams. Situations are overlooked for for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. One who hurts you most, be closer to your heart. Meditating on God's word gives us a fresh start. Only way to walk in love after pain. Renew your mind, don't overbake your brain. Don't overbake your brain. Easily forgive, trying to walk in this image. Love is a blessing mixed with a curse. Humble when devils get the trip. And love you more steps closer to my vision. Love you more steps closer to my vision. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Living for Christ, you gotta fight demons. Every day you wake up, it's a fight. So keep moving and keep going. Keep moving and keep going. Yeah, lyrical poet. And you know it. Hot mix.
Whoa. So, yeah, that was my song, Walking in Love. Because going through the storms, you have to learn to walk in love with people. Because the people are going to come against you. And a lot of people are going to be mean and evil to you. And God just wants us to walk in love with people. Yeah, sometimes it's hard, you know. Is easier said than done. Seriously. It really is easier said than done. But, you know, that's what God wants us to do. And it'll save us a lot more heartache and pain if we just learn to forgive and walk in love. Oh, no, it's not easy at all. But it's well worth it because it gives you peace and it sets you free when you let go of the hurt and pain other people have caused you. It's not easy to believe me, but your peace and your sanity is well worth it and more important than anything. So you got to stand on God's word, you know, praise and worship, because what we go through in life can make us bitter. You know, it can make us not like people, want to deal with people because of how people act and the spirits that people, you know, have inside them and they carry. But God wants us to show people something different. It's not hard, it's not easy too, because when somebody, you know, violates you, you want to retaliate with, like, hold up, like, you know, like, I'm finna get on you just like you got on me. But if you show a person kindness, you know, and like, oh, I'm not finna stoop down to your level or whatnot, then you actually are the winner of the whole thing. I mean, sometimes people think, oh, they scary or this and this and that, you know, all kind of stuff when you don't wanna be all violent or stuff like that. But no, it ain't even all about that. God likes, God's reward the humble. Like, so when you humble yourself, God loves when you do that. It looks like, it makes us look like a punk or something. But, you know, hey, it's all right, though, because God rewards the humble. I want to read a scripture, Proverbs 10. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father. But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keeps his instruction, but he that refuses reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. And the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that sin him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be short. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is straight. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. So, Proverbs 10. Yes, the righteous speaketh wisdom. The wicked is so cruel and negative and mean and evil. I don't understand how people could be so mean and evil towards other people. Just being evil, it's never been me, like, to be evil to somebody, be mean to somebody, you know? I mean, I try to help everybody if I could, you know? Because that's just me. I'm a good person, nice person, like to see, you know, I don't like to see people unhappy, but it's life, you know? We all be unhappy at a point in time in our life, but when you're going through something, you don't want people to be mean to you, would see you. But that would make us stronger and wiser also, too. So everything will work out for our good, you know, because God loves us, you know. He's not finna let no harm come to us. Everything will work out for our good. We just have to keep trusting and believing him, stay in our word. You know, you have to encourage yourself as well as encouraging others, because the preacher can only do so much. We have to do our part, too. So my part is I listen to gospel music, I stay in my word, I write my poetry and my flows and stuff like that to keep the anger. I don't want anger inside me, because that makes people bitter and mean and evil. So instead of being mean and evil and angry, I write lyrics, you know, so it could express how I'm feeling instead of taking it out on somebody else. And I don't want to be like that. But everything we go through, we still are blessed. Every day, all day. Negative surroundings only bring downfalls. Have to change our surroundings and stand tall. Mind's going crazy, no mental control, no power inside, gave it all away. Get your minds right, let's get this world bright. Change starts with everyone, call it new world order. Show more love, only that can change the world. Ignorance, give me 50 feet. Bad vibes, evil souls, please stay away. Lyrical poet is that name. Game changing, lyrically flame hit ya. Lyrics come natural, changing the game. That's what's happening. Lyrical poet. Hey, I'm gifted. And I just want to thank God for the gift. It's not me at all. It's God working through me to, you know, get the gospel across to these generations. It's because there's a lot of lost souls. And, you know, the devil has been busy taking our soul, taking our people very young, and people not making it to even enjoy their lives because they're getting short-handed by the devil because they're blind and there's no guidance. And people, evil ways make them more, like, evil, and it just gets worse from there, especially when you don't have a connection with God. Yes, every people might be praying for you, but at times you got to open your eyes because God do show us things, and people still be blind to when God show us things. Through it all, notice, we all still blessed. Through everything we go through, we still blessed. It may just cause pain and hurt and, you know, things we don't want to go through, but we are blessed. My next song is another song I made. Notice we are blessed.
Yeah, God created me for this right here in particular. I got a message for everybody out there. They call me Lyrical. I'm about to bring it to you. This is for everybody out there, though. You know, we go through situations in life where we all need a little motivation. Here we go. Saving lost souls is what's on the menu. Devil mix you up, stir you, and blend you. Every day we fight to get through. Some wishing they was back in middle school. These days we living in, devil give no easy wins. Wake up every day, have your title to defend. All born champions, poets run miles around. Might give 100% plus extra. I'm only a beginner. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. We all feeling some way, we stuck in the ocean. God ready to say what's up, we ready to get saved. Understanding the life you learn through experience. We were all taught to use common sense. You have to push forward when things make no sense. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. God shows his work, all it takes is patience. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just to maintain. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Even through trials, notice I'm still blessed. Got sins and angels every day to protect. Follow his path, I'll always succeed. Living in a world always tempted to sin. Rebuke the devil, he uses one close kin. Rebuke the devil, he uses one close kin. For the next generation, by time people stop hating. Too many souls lost walking around zombies. Living in a world, time to change. Can't keep struggling, remaining, just maintaining. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand. Yeah, every day is a test. living in the world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just the main thing. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in a world, it's time for a change. Can't keep struggling, remaining just the main thing. Time to start noticing we blessed. Too much to understand, yeah. Every day is a test. Living in a world, we living in a world. We are still blessed, but every day is a test. We living in a world, we are still blessed. We living in a world where every day is a test.
Yes, yes, every day is a test, but we are still blessed. We got to go through the struggle for our dreams to manifest. What's really going on, the devil taking control of people's minds, evil souls going to do hard time. God's trying to save you, but you're blind to what he's trying to tell you. What's really going on, everybody think God failed you. No, it's not even that. You're looking for physical blessings when God works on the inside. Every day he's going to start testing. Are you prepared for the battle? Is something spiritually going on? Spiritual warfare. Nobody know what's going wrong. Everybody want to fight their battles in the physical. And it don't solve nothing. It keep on escalating. Because what's fought in the physical can't be was supposed to be fought spiritual can't be fought in the what's fought in the spirit can't be fought in the physical. What's really going on? People lack the knowledge. Yeah, what's wrong? People lack the knowledge. It's a spiritual warfare. You gotta get on your knees, pray to God so he can bring the storm calm and bring it at ease. Too many people don't wanna pray. Everybody want to hate this world going wrong. Too many blessings delayed. Too many evil souls always running about getting paid. Too many lost souls drinking on the head of rage. So many selfish souls don't want to be a blessing. Oh, you can't get no blessings if you don't want to be a blessing. Jesus Christ is on the throne. He bringing all lost souls home. He using human people. He's using human people. He making them a messenger. All these people hating, and they don't even know what's up. You got to get with it. You got to hear the message. Stop judging the messenger and hear the message. God sends anybody. Just be prepared to respect it. Too many lost souls, too many evil souls, too many cold hearts just seeking for gold. Gold meaning money. They chasing after money. That's why they going crazy, insane in their membrane. What's really going on? Money, I have you going 6 feet deep, turning on your family. What's really going on? Everybody want to play. Like the money rule the world to some people. Money do rule the world. That's why they miserable, going around in circles. Because material things only bring temporary satisfaction. Get with Jesus Christ so he can tell you what's cracking. You got dreams inside you. Only God can show you. But only if you praise and worship him. That's how he going to show you. My last song is Divided Nations by yours truly, Lyrical.
This nation has always been divided. Yes, everyone's not catching a big picture. The devil's attack, now the whole world gone back. Family missing loved ones due to ignorance, that's sad. What happened to the love? All I see is hate. Everyone wake up before it's too late. Play. Renew your mind, find time to meditate. Renew your mind, find time to meditate. This world been divided, most people walk around lost. Devil got their minds on, wake up, something's wrong. I pray God heals his people, some hurt, so they hurt others to feel equal. No justice being served, now the hate increased. Too many cold hearts, too many souls dark. No one really cares, only a chosen few. We need people who loyal and really. all bleed blood. No one is better than the next. It's about time each other show respect. Back, bring peace to this nation. Devil got too many folk hating. Be aware of devilish schemes. See you on the wrong path to your dream. See you on the wrong path to your dream. This nation has always been divided. Getting everyone like kids in a big picture. Devil's attack now. The whole world gone bad.
Divided nation. This nation has always been divided. Guess everyone not catching a big picture. There was attack, now the whole world gone bad. Families missing loved ones due to ignorance. That's sad. What happens to the love? All I see is hate. Everyone wake up before it's too late. Renew your minds, find time to meditate. Renew your minds, find time to meditate. You have to find time to meditate. That's the only way you're going to be rooted and grounded in the grounded. So when things happen that affect you negatively, you won't be moved. But there's so much hate going on in this world right now. And we have to stop it. People have to stop being so hateful. Stop letting life make you bitter. Stop letting life make you cold-hearted. Stop letting life make you negative and like it's nothing positive that you see. Stop letting the devil blind you like that. Because God is still with you. When you negative, when you ill-hearted and cold-hearted and all that, he ain't going nowhere. He just wants you to acknowledge him and praise and worship him. Because when you do that, that's when he gonna bless you. When you let the devil take control, you giving God no room to work. You gotta let him work on you, in you, so he can change things in you. So you won't be bitter, angry, cold-hearted, mean, and evil. These souls are just mean and evil to people. Like, come on, man. I want to read a poem by Terry Webb. It's called Open the Door. Our behavior must be beyond reproach. Integrity is the key that opens the door to our spiritual life. Victorious we will be. Open the door. Your heart's made pure. God's grace to magnify. His word of life to make known, God alone glorifies. Again, that's by Terry Webb. I just want to encourage people to be themselves and let God use you, because somebody else needs what you've been through, or, you know, whatever gift God gave you to, you know, share with the world. It's what he put in you to do, and nobody can stop you. Nobody. Because what God gives you, can't nobody take it away from you but God. And he ain't going to even take it away from you. He's going to make us learn some things, though. But he'll never take, his word never comes back void. So whatever he promised you, whatever gift he gave you, he's going to bring it to pass. We just have to go through the process, and because God wants to change things inside of us. Our attitudes, our mean and evil ways, our cold hearts, how the way we talk to people, how the way we treat people. You know, he doesn't want us being mean and evil, cold-hearted. That's things of the world, you know. But in his kingdom, is much. I mean, we all struggle. We gonna struggle, but it's peace during the storm. It's peace during the struggle. It's peace, and he favors you. You know, things you can't do on your own, he'll do them for you. So we just got to learn to trust God, and everything will be all right. We got to learn to trust God and put it all in his hands. And when you do that, you're going to have peace within. See, it all starts within before it starts outside. Long as your soul right, you're going to walk with your hands high to the sky. You can do it. Everything is possible with God, but you need him on your side like he your ride or die. You can't call him only when you need, only on vacations, because he there every day of the week. People still going to be hating, especially when God got you shining and you're struggling still big time, and renew your minds. Get your souls right. Treat people right. Every day we got to fight. You got to fight and pray to keep the devils away. You got to fight and pray to keep the devils away. To keep your mind right, you need that peace within. To keep your mind right, you need that peace within. And you can only get it walking with the man, Jesus Christ. Everybody got to wake up and get their minds right. It's time for a change. Renew your minds. Change the game. It's real needed right now in this world we live in. Man, too many evil souls, too many lost souls. What's really going on? This ain't the life people supposed to live. Killing themselves, homeless for years. This ain't the life God made for us, so what's the deal? We got to learn to change our situations. Everybody ain't going to be helpful. Stay in your word, and God will send people to help you. It ain't all evil souls out here. It's some really good people out here. God will remove the evil people from your life. The one that do you harm, the ones not treating you right. Believe that. He'll put good people in your life, you know, because there's good people out here that want to help people grow. It's not a bad world. No, it's not a bad world. It's the people in it that make the world bad. But everybody has a gift, and everybody, you need to use their gift right. Because how you, God gave you the gift, and how you use it is actually paying him back for what he gave you. So let's be positive, you know, encouraging, and hope everybody, you know, stay with God on your side, because when you walk with God, you're going to the top regardless. One love, God bless. Lyrical poet, Big Dreams, LA. Hold your head up high. Lift your hands to the sky. Amen. Because we are still blessed. God bless you guys. One love. Lyrical.